Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, I have an idea for us to make some more revenue.
Great, Patrick. What is it?
Well, you know how people really love that new car smell?
Yeah, of course.
I think we should market a scent that appeals to Sebado fans, Lou Car Smell.
All right, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we are recording from Patrick's basement.
Yes, we are,
in
folks.
Falls Church, Virginia, and hence the name of the show. We are in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. We today are going to talk about new music.
So yes, we are.
We're coming off of a week where we talked about some classic music. We had the Bruce Springsteen week.
That was
which
fun.
Which people really seem to like.
Yeah.
And if you discovered our show through that, we hope you stick with us. We talk about old music and new music as well. Once a month, you and I do new music episodes. We talked about some stuff we've discovered in that previous month. And then people will respond, or lately they've sort of been anticipating and jumping the gun a little bit and trying to get
it.
Ahead of us on the new music.
Yeah,
and they
it.
Tell us about stuff that they have discovered either, you know, in the last month or recently. And let's start here.
Okay.
With I'll start with this tweet from Jesse Morin. He says, "Hey guys, I'm not sure if you've heard of Pup, but they just released a new album.
Okay.
Morbid Stuff. So far it's great. Reminds me of Jeff Rosenstock." And you all really like him.
Yes, we do.
"Check out Free at Last and Kids." This is the band called Pup. Here is Free at Last. There you go, Pup.
I like that.
Now, this band is from Toronto.
Okay, great.
Toronto's getting a lot of love lately.
Yeah, they are.
News a lot. I got to tell you, I like that a lot. That's definitely my kind of sound. But I also feel we're somehow becoming like the Canadian band show of record.
I know.
People are introducing us to Canadian bands lately. That's great. That's great.
It is cool, yeah.
But it is kind of funny how that works out. So that's
well, we're nice, and you know the Canadians are so nice.
But that's a good. They have a good driving sound. Mm-hmm. I like that. So that album is called Morbid Stuff, and it came out on April 5th.
Okay, cool. Real quick on Canadian music, Jim, are you familiar with the movie Candy Mountain?
John Candy?
No,
I don't. Yeah.
It's a story. It actually stars a guy called Kevin J. O'Connor. If anyone out there has seen it, let me know. But it features, I was just looking at it the other day because someone wrote an article that it features both Leon Redbone and Dr. John, who recently passed on. But it also features Tom Waits, Joe Strummer, David Johansen, and Ardo Lindsay and a couple of other people. It was made in 1988 by Robert Frank, who's a documentary filmmaker. But it's definitely worth checking out. It's all about a guy who's traveling from New York to try to find this legendary guitar maker who's in Canada.
All right. I will check that
out. Yeah, check it out.
One more thing I got to say about Jesse Morin's tweet. He included the hashtag rock those burbs.
Nice.
So that's
like
pretty
that.
Good. Maybe that could be a new sticker for us or something.
Let's
hashtag
get it going.
Rock those burbs.
Rock those burbs.
Yeah. Now, we also got a call about some new music.
Okay.
Too.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. This is Harris in South Carolina. Enjoying the show as usual. Enjoyed the Perfect albums today. I've been thinking about some new music. First off, a band called Fields. I think they're out of L.A., Southern California. They came out with a record in February that I somehow missed that I just recently stumbled upon. It's amazing. It's called Post Earth. This is their second record. They put out an album in 2016. If you haven't checked it out, you need to do. Really like the song Flowers, which is the closing track. Find a Way is also a really good song, and Awful Need is a good one as well. Good stuff. It's infectious. It's one you want to listen to over and over again. Second one that came out a couple weeks ago is by the electronic act Calm Trues. His real name's Seth Haley. I know y'all don't do a ton of electronic music on the show, but I think you might dig this one. The name of the record is Persuasion System. It's only about 33 minutes long, so it's pretty much an EP, 9 songs. He's got a whole thing going on. It's very synthy, very 80s synthy. So it sounds like an 80s video game or maybe some music in an 80s coming of age teenager movie, something along those lines. Check it out. Context is a great song there. Persuasion System, the title track, is really good. Ultra Fiche of You is another one to check out. I'm a big fan of Calm Trues. I've never seen him live, but I hope to rectify that here soon. And finally, Sebado just came out with their new record, Act Surprise. It's great. I've only listened to it a couple times, but I'm pretty blown away off the bat. I'm super excited because I get to see Sebado for the first time in about 3 weeks in Asheville. And I've been a fan for a long time. Act Surprise, the critics are loving it, I think, and it's very cohesive. 15 songs even. It's maybe not quite as good as Bake Sale, but it's up there. Give it a listen. I'm sure you have. I like Celebrate the Void a lot. I like Reykjavik. There's a lot of good songs down there, and I need to listen to it some more to figure that out. All right. Y'all rock on, and I'll be listening every day. Bye.
Thanks for the call, Harris.
Great to hear from Harris. All over that Sebado, Jim. I think it's great, and I know they put a lot of time and craftsmanship into that record. So glad that it came out as well as it did. I mean, you know, Wingtip Sloat stole most of their moves from Sebado. Let's just go ahead and admit that.
Is that right?
Well, a lot of
them.
Yeah,
I can see that.
A lot of them. They hugely influenced us.
I can see the comparison.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, why don't we hear some Sebado?
Excellent.
Celebrate the Void. I do love that band.
And, yeah, me too.
Part of what I love about them is the way they play just seems so natural, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, it's like it's just inside them, and yeah. It always has been. Yeah, that's a cool thing, like, especially when you see them live.
The instruments are just an extension of their bodies or something, right?
I mean, Lou's never going to not be writing songs and like singing about his inner tortured soul. And I love his singing on this record. I think it sounds really, really good. And it's nice to hear a return to form. You know, they put a couple records out on a major label that were not successful, and this feels like a return to form.
Right.
Yeah. So good to have him back.
That is great. Okay. Yeah. Now, to get to Harris's other two picks here.
Okay.
One was called Feels.
Yeah. Heard the name, not heard the music.
Okay. That album is called Post Earth. Came out on February 22nd.
Okay.
And there were a couple of songs he said he really liked. The first one he mentioned was called Flowers. Mm-hmm. So let's go with that. What do you hear there?
Oh, interesting. I hear a lot of stuff, actually. I hear a lot of, like, kind of my mid-80s post-punk touchstones. Yeah, there's definitely a little bit of Sonic Youth in there. There's definitely some Sebado and Dinosaur in there, too, from what I heard.
I tend to agree, too. It has, 80s indie kind of sound to it. Mm-hmm. I like that it's a slow song. Like, it's a slow song, but it still has, like... some attitude to it. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's something that really captures your attention in it to the point even where I was thinking, and the way that bass and the vocals work together, I was thinking, this would probably sound really good live. Like it feels like one of those quieter kind of songs that people would actually shut up and pay attention to.
Yeah. Yeah. I was kind of on the edge of my seat wondering where it was going to go, which was kind of cool. That's always a good thing.
Like that. They're out of LA.
Okay.
And apparently one of them is related, according to this bio, one of them is the daughter of the original drummer for Devo.
Oh, really? So you know. Oh, wow. That's interesting. That's very interesting.
Okay. And then there was one more here, more electronic, right? Comtruz. And when you actually see it spelled out, you realize it's a take on Tom Cruise.
Oh, they just I see.
Comtruz.
Got it. Right.
Those electronic guys are always
tricky.
Very clever.
Well, it sounds like Harris is a pretty big fan, so I'm curious to hear this.
So... Persuasion System was the name of the album.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think he said Kontex.
Yeah.
Kontex is the title of the song. Let's hear that. So this is the artist he said had some sort of video game like kind of sounds, right?
Definitely I can hear that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I also feel like maybe I'm watching a Terminator movie. It feels a little sci-fi.
Yeah, it definitely does. Yeah. I like the beats. I mean, it sounds to me like that first wave of 80s bands that discovered Kraftwerk and got new synthesizers and try to make those sounds. So that really appeals to me. Hit the pleasure centers there. So that was cool.
So there you go. Thank you for the recommendation.
Absolutely, Harris. We
definitely appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow we're going to do more new music recommendations from listeners or listener singular. You can hear dog barking.
Wow, that's some real suburban sounds.
Yeah.
He got loose.
Speaking of Harris.
Yeah.
Harris.
Harrison.
Harrison. Harrison the dog's name.
Harrison S. Truman.
Yeah. He's very excited about the new music.
Excited about everything.
Yeah. So there's that. And so tomorrow we're going to do more new music from listeners or listener singular. But we'll take more suggestions anytime anybody else has them, right?
Absolutely.
So anything new you've listened to that you want to turn us on to, you can call 612-440-1984. Do that. Or email rock@suburbspod.com or hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at suburbspod. I mentioned the Patreon. Also visit our website, suburbspod.com.
Do that.
Where you can see the show recaps and you can find older shows there archived, anything, you know, that interests you. You can search. Search by go to the little search field and put it in a band you like.
See it's if cool.
we've talked about
some
that
interesting
band.
Interesting stuff
find,
will come up.
Find it.
Yeah.
And please rate and review the show on the Apple Podcast.
That
we haven't gotten
lot.
Any of those ratings and reviews in a while. That would help us a lot. And subscribe and do all those things and tell people about the show. All that stuff.
Tell
right?
someone. Yeah, it's summertime. Just tell someone.
All right. I think tomorrow we're also going to open up some free stuff.
Ooh, I'm excited about that.
All right. So let's get out of here now.
Hard.
We're going to leave you with a little more Persuasion System.
Sweet.
By Comtruse. We'll play the title track on the way out. And it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. But one thing stays the same, no matter where we are or what equipment we have, right?